This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Scott Burton. Our next guest is here to talk about a new podcast, Paying Dividends, from Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Energy Desk. Welcome, policy reporter and producer Rasha McChesney. Nice to have you here.
Hi, it's really good to be here. One more podcast to add to your queue.
All right. So I think by now a lot of our listeners heard Midnight Oil from last year. Tell us about that.
Well, so Midnight Oil was a podcast that we started, 3 years ago now, that sort of told the story of how Alaska became an oil state in its first season. And we looked at, you know, the birth of the environmental movement that came from fighting the battle over that pipeline. And we looked at how the pipeline works and the boom and bust years. And there's even a dividends episode in that one, how the PFD came out of the oil money. And then last season was a look ahead at what's at stake, what's going to happen to the state. You know, we are we're warming twice as fast as most of the rest of the country. And my favorite episode is called The Culprits. It's one that my coworker Elizabeth Harbaugh did, and it really looks at the oil industry and both how they respond to that message of being, you know, responsible in some ways for the changing climate, and also how they're working together to sort of change the way that we consume energy. So it's a really fascinating next season.
So that The Culprit was part of Midnight Oil.
It was.
Okay.
Yep.
So that sounds like maybe if somebody hasn't heard Midnight Oil, go listen to The Culprit. Where can they find that podcast?
Gosh, anywhere that you get your podcasts. So it would be in your iTunes feed. You can find it in Spotify. You can find it on ktoo.org. /? Midnight Oil. You can go to the homepage and just click on Midnight Oil. You can visit the Facebook pages of Alaska Public Media or KTOO or Alaska's Energy Desk. We're talking about it all the time. You know, Jennifer Pemberton here at KTOO did another really good episode looking at polar bear tourism in Kaktovik. She did a live reading here not too long ago, and just kind of looking at how climate change is made the sea ice not come as close to shore, and so you have a lot more polar bears on land during the winter months, and what that looks like for Kaktovik. So it's a good mix of science and environmental stories.
How long are these podcasts usually, like The Culprit or the one about polar bears?
20-ish minutes. Yeah, we try not to. We aim for 10, so we land at 20, so you don't have to hear 40.
It seems like you all are having fun. I know they're not
Absolutely.
Easy, but you're having fun with a podcast, you know, and thinking about public media and sort of what we do every day with sort of NPR style 3-minute packages and stuff like that. How does the medium of podcasting compare to that? What do you like or dislike about it?
Well, you know, when I first got into radio as a print reporter, I used to make this joke that I would write my stories and then my editors would strip out 3/4 of the context, and that would be a 3-minute radio story. And I happen to be a very I think context for me is just a very valuable part of the storytelling process. And the podcasting platform really gives you the ability to dive very deeply into whatever subject that you've picked. You know, Midnight Oil, looking at Alaska as an oil state, we were able to examine it from all of these angles. I didn't know that the environmental movement cut its teeth on that pipeline. And we were able to sort of examine it from a deeply holistic perspective, and both talk about what's happening now and what informed all of the things that are happening now. And I think that's the sort of power of the podcasting platform, is that you can tell a more complete story, and you can tell it to people who haven't been around to hear all, you know, 15 of the 3-minute stories that you've done about that over the last few months.
Deep dives, if you will.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of.
That's a much easier way of saying that. Thanks, Scott.
All right. So moving forward into this season, Paying Dividends is...
Yeah.
So Paying
Dividends...
just premiering now, right?
It is. Kind of, sort of. And you can find the first episode. It has its own feed in your... It should be wherever you get your podcast, but we also put the first season in that Midnight Oil feed because it's produced by the same people. And it's this collaboration between the three sort of politics reporting team, the three-person politics reporting team that we have in the network, which is Nat Herz, based out of Anchorage, and Andrew Kitchenman, and myself, based here. And we really wanted a chance to, in addition to the daily reporting that we're doing at the legislature, take a long, hard look at the permanent fund dividend. And, you know, that's at the center of almost all of the discussions that they're having right now is this one, you know, check that a lot of Alaskans, we know that we've gotten for so long and we've taken it for granted. And now that it's sort of front and center and some people are saying we should use it to pay the bills and some people are saying don't touch that, it comes up every time we talk about money. So we wanted the chance to do one of those deep dives on this thing that I think is at the forefront of a lot of Alaskans' minds.
All right. You sent me a few sound bites from that. Should we take a listen?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Welcome to Alaska. Here's $1,000.
Well, it's about time. But why?
When you collect that check, it is your share as an owner of the resource.
And, you know, people are like, do you really get paid for living there? And you're like, yeah. You know, you look back and you're like, dang, what'd I spend my PFD on?
Alaskans have been getting permanent fund dividends, those trusty oil money checks, for 37 years. But for the last few years, those checks have been cut because lawmakers want the money to pay the state's bills. Alaska's new governor wants to change all of that.
My goal is to pay a full PFD and to go back and make sure that Alaskans get the PFD that was also cut.
His plan? Deep cuts to the state's budget. But the state has a lot of expenses, and the legislature will have its own say in how the money is spent.
Well, you're looking at 30% reduction in 1 year. That's going to be a jaw dropper, and I'm going to need a bottle of Rolaids to get through the budget process.
In our new podcast, Paying Dividends, we'll follow the money through the legislature. We'll talk to the people in power and the Alaskans affected by their decisions. If you want to know what keeps lawmakers up at night, tune in to Paying Dividends from Alaska Public Media and KTOO, wherever you get your podcasts.
What keeps lawmakers up at night?
That
does
Homer
that keep
Simpson
you up at
night? I remember watching that from Texas and not understanding what was going on. It's a lot different now. No, what keeps lawmakers up at night is the trade-offs. Is how does the state pay its bills? And when you're talking about how the state pays its bills, if you ask someone in the Senate, do you want taxes? Do you want to cut the PFD? Do you want to cut programs? I mean, these are the things. The one of the co-chairs of the Senate Finance Committee, Bert Stedman, who's from Sitka, has referenced several times that he's going to need a bottle of Rolaids to get through the budget process this year, because it's just, you know, we've been spending down savings for 3 years and there are no longer easy choices to make about how the state pays its bills.
All right. So I listened to Making Good. This is episode one of Paying Dividends today. Tell us about it.
Well, so each podcast is going to loosely follow a format where you'll hear a two-way with a reporter. So we'll have a reporter do a story that's sort of related to the topic that we've decided to focus on for the PFD. And so there will be a two-way with a reporter that just sort of looks at how that reporter told that story. And that'll usually be Andrew or Nat or myself. And then the second half of the podcast is a long interview with, in this case, it's a policymaker. It was the Department of Revenue Commissioner Bruce Tangeman. And he's really the budget front man for Governor Dunleavy. And he really laid out the philosophy behind what the governor was going to do for the budget. And it turned out to be really good timing because that budget, of course, came out on Wednesday. And as promised, it balances what the state spends with what it makes. And to do that, there are a lot of cuts. I mean, I'm sure you've heard about a lot of them. But for us here in Juneau, it's the Marine Highway system and the university system. And it just it's a lot of places that I think people didn't realize could be on the chopping block. And so Bruce really talks about, or Commissioner Tangeman, excuse me, really talks about about why the administration wanted to do that. And he, you know, he says they wanted to get as close to a zero-based budget as possible so that when the conversation started about what things to add back in, they could say, okay, well, here's how much that's going to cost. Where's that money going to come from? And it really, their idea was to flip the conversation that the state's been having for the last few years, which has been, ugh, where can we stand a cut? And instead start with, where can we add and who's going to pay for that?
So I'm not an economist, but when I listened to Making Good today, I understood what we're looking at. And
yes, that was what we were going for.
Yeah, I really enjoyed how, you know, the deep dive, like you say, and taking time to put things in layperson's terms and make it understandable. So I enjoyed that.
I think for me, that's the most important part about the PFD podcast is that so many of us, it's such a complicated concept, and it's one that stretches all the way from the Permanent Fund Corporation. And where does that money even come from? And oh my God, there's two accounts over there. And then what percentage of money do they draw from that? And then how are lawmakers even deciding that? And then, you know, why did my PFD get cut, but you didn't use that money to fund state government, but now you are? It's this tangle of things that you hear that just a 2 or 3 minute story can't possibly give you all of the reasons why something's happened. And our concept with this podcast was to really break it down to its component parts and say, we should all be able to understand this because we're all having this conversation and we should be starting at the same knowledge base.
Where do you listen to your podcasts? How are they part of your day?
I have a mix. I was using for a long time the native podcasting app on my iPhone, and I just don't like that format anymore. So I use NPR One and Spotify, kind of a combination of those two. And then I occasionally, when I can't find something on either of those, go back to the iTunes podcasting app and suffer through that horrific structure to get
and
to it.
And what part of your day do you listen to them?
First thing in the morning, I wake up every morning and I turn on NPR One and I listen to the news of the day. I listen to Up First, and then I usually flip over to Spotify and I listen to the New York Times podcast, The Daily, because that's usually a deep dive on one or two issues instead of sort of a survey of the news of the day. And then lately, I listen to The Indicator, which is Planet Money's daily economics podcast. And NPR just came out with a new one called Throughline that's all context. It's all context about, you know, the first episode was about, I think, Iran and sort of the U.S. and Iranian relations. And it talked about the hostage crisis and the U.S.-led coup and all this stuff that it's literally 100% context. And so that's the start of my morning. And then throughout the day, I catch snippets of them. But
all right. We've been speaking with producer and policy reporter Rasha McChesney from Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Energy Desk. We've been talking about Paying Dividends, a new podcast out about all things dividends. First episode, Making Good, is out right now.
Yep.
When should we expect the next episode?
Every 2 weeks. So 2 weeks from now.
All right. Find them anywhere you find your podcast. Just search for Paying Dividends.
Yep. Right? And if you go to ktoo.org, again, /paying dividends, we've got a web build out there and you can reach us through that and ask us your questions about the dividend that you want to know.
Rasha McChesney, thanks for coming on the show. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
To Alaska, way up north. To Alaska, north. To Alaska. North to Alaska, they go north to rush you on. Big Sam left Seattle.